ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Memphis, the next city expected to see National Guard troops deployed as part of President Trump's crackdown on crime. But some residents are concerned. For lifelong Memphis resident George Taylor, this is just too much.
The people that live here are very, I think, self-sufficient. And I think our military and people that we have here are very capable of taking care of what's going on here in Memphis without any outside intrusion.
In London Saturday, tens of thousands of anti-immigration protesters taking to the streets. Sandra Mitchell among those who joined the protest.
It is very important. They need to stop illegal migration into this country. It's tearing us apart.
There were some 5,000 counter-protesters in St. Peter's Square Saturday. A Jubilee concert. Grace for the World, A-list musicians from around the world gathering to underscore a message of unity during difficult times. This is ABC News. After a 19-hour manhunt, Georgia authorities say a suspect's been arrested for the shooting of the McKaysville police captain who was critically wounded.
Captain Brantley Worley, husband, father, ordained minister. A few minutes after 11 Friday night, he responded to a call about a suspicious person along First Street, a narrow street lined with small homes. Jake Bourne lives in one of those homes and first heard a single gunshot. Seconds later, four or five more.
And I grabbed my pistol and I ran outside just to see what was going on. I didn't, you know, grasp it. And that's when I saw there was an officer laying in the road.
Captain Worley was shot in the face. The shooter ran into a backyard across the street and disappeared.
ABC's Brian Mims. Now, later this week, FBI Director Kash Patel will face lawmakers on the Hill. During a congressional hearing, Patel will be pressed on inaccurately saying Charlie Kirk's killer had been caught, contradicting what local law enforcement officials were reporting at that time during the manhunt. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 80s this afternoon. A light southeast wind of 5 to 10. Mostly clear upper 50s tonight. Monday, sunshine in lower 80s. Temperatures warmer by Tuesday. Right now, it's 55.
Bye. before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
A girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time.
All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop, I can't stop. When the lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking again. Again and again and again. Buckle up. Buckle up. Buckle up. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking again.
There's a chapel in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop, I can't stop. When the lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking again.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof,
and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park. Hear the happy sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
W, Wisconsin. Our name is our home, and this is your home for local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM. WGBW.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you're looking for an opportunity to be heard by the city, one has just presented itself. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Monday, September 15th, from 6 till 7 p.m. at Titletown Brewing, you can stop by and chat about what's on your mind with Green Bay City District 7 Council Member and Alderman Alyssa Prophet. This is a new approach for her to get to know her neighbors, and she's eager to listen, learn, and hopefully act on your behalf. Check it out by heading to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Become yourself. because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Your customers. Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM. Then advertise.
Change my love.
from Pasadena.
time to leave. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
A time for peace.
That just three chords could sound so good, did you? Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Here we go again.
Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, but don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But don't you know I'm caught in a trap?
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh,
can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. The greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, they can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As Israel carries out continued strikes on Gaza, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Tel Aviv. He'll meet today with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He told reporters while en route that he's going to discuss the impact of Israel's strike on Hamas leaders in Doha.
I'm going to get a much better understanding of what their plans are moving forward. What's happened has happened. Obviously, we were not happy about it. The president was not happy about it. Now we need to move forward and figure out what comes next.
President Trump Saturday called on NATO countries to stop buying Russian oil, saying that would help stop the war in Ukraine. He continues to hold off on imposing tougher sanctions against Russia as he's threatened. Celebration of life for Charlie Kirk will be held 1 week from today in the Arizona Cardinals Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, as the investigation into his assassination continues. And Terrence Crawford became the first boxer to ever win titles in three different divisions as he beat Canelo Alvarez in Las Vegas. This is ABC News. Nevada says 90% of statewide websites are back online following last month's cyber attack. The governor, Joe Lombardo, said,
"This kind of recovery is never easy. It requires patience, precision, and constant vigilance. But I want Nevadans to know we are making real headway, and every day brings us closer to full restoration."
He says the websites for state agency services like the DMV are fully operational. As the nation prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday, the New York Public Library is sharing rare documents related to the founding. Brent